Hello, and welcome to Watch What Croppens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bros. I'm Ronnie Karam, and as usual, it's a little different today. I'm here with the gorgeous, talented, thin, hair-on-his-headed, and birthdayed, newly year-minted, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello, Ben. Oh,
hello, hello. You are so kind in the lies that you tell.
Happy birthday. Here's some boobs for you, Ben.
Here's some under chin. Boobs. I'm receiving it in my under chin. This is our first Crappens on Demand since Thanksgiving. So we are seeing ourselves on camera. And I'm shocked at what I'm seeing on my end. I'm like, wow. Wow, that sweet potato casserole. I see exactly where it's sitting, right?
You look all hot. In here. And actually, you, because of like the internet connection, I don't know on whose end, but your face is a little fuzzy to me. So you've got like the Barbara Streisand glow, you know, like the Vaseline on the lens. So you'll be young forever, Ben.
Oh, good. I need it today. Thank you, everyone who sent messages and commented on Instagram and everything. It's been lovely. It's just lovely to wake up to all that stuff. I played Animal Crossing and the little animals gave me a birthday party, which is about as close to a birthday party as I'm going to get in pandemic times. So, I had a squirrel and a goat and a cat got me a pinata and there were cupcakes inside.
That's
been my day.
Adorably sad, so congrats.
But also another great birthday gift, which I put up on Instagram, is that I was scrolling through Facebook, and Facebook was like, someone you might know, Simon Van Kempen. And I was like, that is a birthday gift. Wow, connecting me with Simon, potentially.
Yeah, it's your birthday, and there you've got the Grim Reaper in leather pants. Just waiting to friend you. Simon Van Kempen, wow. Well, happy birthday. Glad you're still alive.
Thank you. Me too.
Sure love ya. Everybody, this is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Day. Hi. Sorry to the people who are not on the train with Below Deck being pushed to the side for a little while or just finding out, but Below Deck will be back eventually. We just have too many recaps right now. And guess what?
Yeah.
I'm sick of watching people clean, okay? That show needs to take some time off between seasons. I do not need people cleaning year-round on the TV. If they're going to clean year-round, they need to get in my goddamn house, okay?
That would be nice. The other thing is it's Crappens on Demand, as I mentioned. So go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. And if you sign up on the Crappens on Demand level, you can watch us. You can see Thanksgiving all over again. And we have Salt Lake City today. And then our next episode will be Southern Charm. We will be doing Southern Charm, of course. Salt Lake City, wow. The episode just cracked me up. It's so fun. Talk about a birthday gift. It was watching Salt Lake City.
Yeah, this episode was hilarious. So let's get into it. We open at the Roaring Twenties party. Hello, darling. That Whitney is throwing in that weird, like, prohibition bar with chunky strippers with this on their back.
Yeah. Yeah, this did not look like a great party, but it was a party, so that's exciting. And I was also excited for Whitney. I feel like this episode, Whitney started to become funnier, and I was like a little unsure about like Whitney's role on the show. She sort of seemed very stilted and awkward, but she's being shady in her interviews, and I really appreciate that.
I like Whitney. I mean, I find Whitney very entertaining, but come from a repressed religious background, so to me, I'm like, I get it. You know, it's like goal me in wigs. And she was on Watch What Happens Live the other night whenever this show was, it 2 nights ago? I don't remember. She was on it Wednesday. With Kelly Dodd of all what a combo. Great. So it was like, Kelly, what do you feel about your idiotic texts and COVID denying? It's like, what? I'm sorry. Roman's lying about her alcoholism. And then it's like, so Whitney, you know, he tried and like lighten up when he got to Whitney. And Whitney was doing that thing, I think, where you put like band-aids or some shit on your eyebrows and
her eyebrows
them
are
back.
Up.
Like she was taping her eyebrows back and she had like a wig with the bangs to cover it, but her eyes still looked like this. I mean, it was
she
just
did something. She got like a raise, like an eyebrow raise, and now she's like some like 1950s like gay icon, right? Like, because, you know, once your eyebrows get to a certain height, you just then become a drag queen for the gays. You know, drag queen inspiration at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she debuted that look last week on the show. So it's good to see that her eyebrows are still riding high on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, I don't know if those are like clothesline pins or what, but they were, I mean, they are really high. It's hilarious. And she's trying to hide it with bangs. I mean, the whole thing was great. And then juxtaposed with Kelly screaming and trying to apologize, but then saying even more stupid things after she apologized. Bravo has been a gift lately. And there's really actually a lot of Bravo news that we should talk about, but we'll probably do that in this week's bonus.
Yeah, sure. There was a lot of bombshell headlines all like on the same day. It's crazy. Yeah, we have a lot to discuss on the bonus episode. We have to talk about those Bravo headlines. We'll talk about The Undoing, and we'll wrap up Emily in Paris. So, you know, we got a full slate for the Boney, or we'll get to some of that stuff. Who knows?
Yeah, I didn't watch Emily in Paris, so that was already a lie.
Okay, that's a lie.
Let's get to this party. So we're at the Roaring Twenties party, and Whitney's just asking her husband for money, and he's like, "I only have 20s." I'm like, "Well, how else are you going to get a blowjob, Whitney? Come on."
Yeah,
what do you want your man carrying around ones?
You're on Bravo. You have to have 100s, honestly. If 20s is for 20s is for A&E and singles is for TLC, okay? So
TLC, they're just throwing pennies at your head like you're a goddamn fountain at the Bellagio.
It's just Monopoly money. It means nothing. So Jen, all the girls are sitting in a booth, and then Jen sits at the booth, and then she is like just staring at Mary. And then she's like, "Meredith, can we go for a chat?" Which is kind of annoying because she went through all that effort of like sitting down at the booth and making everyone slide over. And then it's like, "Can we go somewhere else to talk?" I'm like, you just made everyone rearrange. You should just like have stayed standing above the booth and then have Meredith come out, you know?
Yeah, she had very controlling seating at the booth because she comes up with her huge train that's like a mile long, and I guess that gay she only paid to get her in the door. The gay didn't actually stay to carry her dress the whole night, so the rest of the night she's like slapping people with with the train of the dress. She comes over, she makes everyone move, she sits down, and somehow they move, so they're in booths, so they move around so much that when she says "get up again," they all have to move again. It's like a musical chairs and nobody wins a cake, you know? And
it was like a weird power play.
Lord knows those strippers could use one. Yeah, it's controlling.
Yeah, it was. So so they walk over to another booth instead. And, you know, they have like that "we're about to fight" small talk, you know? So Meredith is like, wow, that's a lot of dress to carry. Wow, it's very on point. It's so perfect. Wow.
Wow, great dress. And wow. Jen's like, "Maybe I'm feeling a bit insecure, but we had a sleepover planned and my feelings were hurt when you sent me a text saying you wanted to spend time with Chloe, who's in college, and you want to spend time with Chloe, who's in college."
I'm going to position myself on a diagonal to make myself more empathetic. So, okay. I'm now at a diagonal and I'm going to talk to you diagonally. All right? It is true. Chloe, I do want to spend time with Chloe. Okay? It is a true thing. What I don't want to tell Jen is about how embarrassed. I want to spare her the embarrassment of my kids' disclosure at seeing her vagina in their faces.
Yeah. And then we see a clip of Brooks being like, "I don't ever want to see that woman or her vagina ever again, mother."
And a little Tamara. Rachel Maddow Tamara. So
Meredith's like, "I just don't want to hurt her feelings." And Jen's like, "Well, I mean, the party's over at midnight. What, you're going to spend time with your daughter at midnight?" Like, "Yeah, all right. I'm going to spend time with them at midnight."
She's like, I get that. And I know you've been hanging out with Marion going to her church. And I'm thinking that maybe like she doesn't want to hang out with me because like she's friends with Mary and Mary would get mad if we were having a sleepover. I don't know. Can we just like blame this on Mary somehow?
I don't engage in other people's complex. All right. And then Heather is not like she has no chill at all. And also this booth setup is just, it's just a bad setup, okay? Because they don't have the whole restaurant here, so they can't just set a scene. They're literally in like a tiny little square. The public is still in this restaurant. It's not even a private party. So
it's not. There's like people in jeans who are not dressed up like flappers.
Yes. And so Heather has no chill, and she can't just look over because the tables aren't close to each other. So she has to like put her arm on the back of the couch, and she's just like straight up watching it like a TV.
just full on watching it. And so, so then Jen is like, listen, if you want to be Mary's, like, whatever, it's fine. Well, I don't choose signs. I'm on a diagonal. Do diagonal people choose signs? We don't choose signs.
And she's kind of making her head like diagonal, so her hair hangs a certain way. And she's like, what, you don't want to take sides? What, do you want to be Switzerland the rest of your life? I mean, don't you have an opinion? You're a smart woman. You know what's right and what's wrong. Okay, Jen is off her fucking rocker. She needs to be played by Sherry O'Terry. She's just mad at every little thing. She's tackling everybody for no reason.
And by the way, the people that yell at you about wanting to be Switzerland are the same people that when you try not to be Switzerland, they say, oh, you know what? Stay out of it. This doesn't involve you. Stay out of it. And then you're like, okay, I'll stay out of it. Oh, so you're just going to be Switzerland? Take a side.
Yeah. And so Jen's like, are you serious right now? I've been a better friend to you than she has. And Meredith is like, this woman is unhinged.
Well, you say it's two different things right now. And she's, are you serious? She's like, I've been your friend. I mean, I don't know where this is going to marry. She has nothing to do with this. Oh yeah, I guess that's what you just said.
Yeah, it's okay. It's still fun.
I was lost. I was lost. I was like, I guess
maybe I want that Meredith to just read the news. Like, I'm cool with. I just want Meredith to be like, hi, you've got mail. And I'd be like, thanks, AOL. Could you imagine? Yeah. Like, doink, you've got
today
mail.
Today in the news, a rabbit fell down a well, and the fire department's heading there. We hope for the best for the rabbit. Let's go over to Sue Simmons, see what's happening at 5 o'clock.
So she's like, if anyone did anything to you, I would back you up. She just keeps doing this thing with her fingers because she's got super long nails. She just keeps, like, hitting her eye with her fingers to show us that she's crying, but she's not really crying. She's going to be crying because she keeps hitting herself in the eye with very sharp fingers. And Whitney and Heather look over and they're like, should we go help? And Heather's like, oh, no. I've seen her when she's pissed. I've known her for long enough to just leave her go, okay? Let her go. She's blacked out.
Yeah. So then Jen is like, how are you my friend to someone who's not even, how are you a friend and you're to someone who not only hurt me, but my family, and you're okay with it? It's not okay with me. And yes, it is hurting my feelings. I'm like, how did Mary hurt your family? She said it smells like hospital in here. You're the one who's turned it into like an affront against humanity.
Yeah, she did not take your aunt's legs. Okay, calm down.
No.
And she's like, Meredith's like, listen, you know, what happened to you two crying and telling each other, I love you. Hold on. I need to poke this vein back in because it's actually moving the little tent on the table. It's coming out so hard. Meredith's vein is like popping out of her head. And Jen's like, that's just not it, Meredith. That's not it.
And so then Heather's over there at the other booth. Excuse me. Trying to decide if she's going to interrupt or not. And she's like, you know what? If I can make eye contact, I'll go over. But if I can, I'm going to wait for my lollipop chicken drumsticks.
Heather only cares about the food in this whole scene.
Yeah.
So Jean's like, the only reason I accepted her apology is because it was your birthday. You mean more to me than this bullshit. Meredith's like, I am so confused. This is crazy. So Whitney's like, as the host of the party, should I go figure this out? Is it up to me to figure this out? And Lisa's like, I'll go.
I'll take care of it. I love that. Can I touch? Okay. Hey, simmer down. It's a party, okay? It's a party. And she's like, I'm about real friends, Lisa.
Meredith's like, this is not productive. I'm not engaging. I'm disengaged. Hold on, I'm going to shake my head really hard just to prove to people that I can still move it. I'm disengaging.
And I have been disengaged. So Jenna's like, well, that's what you always do. That's what you always do. You're gonna go with Mary, who fucks her grandfather.
And Heather's like, oh my god. All the ladies are like, oh my god, I can't believe she said that. Mary's like, I heard that. Okay, call me whatever you want. Clearly there's something you find fascinating because I'm always in your mouth. And Heather's like, always in my mouth? What are you, a lollipop chicken? She's like, I'm not talking to you. All right, Heather. And Heather's like, yeah, you know what? Fuck your grandpa. I mean, no big deal. But I mean, if it was my grandpa that I was fucking, I mean, that's mean. I would not want a friend to yell at me. at a party.
That's a really interesting train of like empathy. Like, fine, fuck grandpa, but if it was my grandpa. So then Whitney's like,
if you call someone a motherfucker, that's one thing. But if you're really fucking your mother, that's mean. You should never do that.
Yeah. And then Whitney's like, that's just rude. Whether or not it's true, it's just rude. Like, who talks like that? I'm like, she is fucking her grandfather, by the way. Let's not, like, is also true.
Yeah, she is. You can really make anything sound mean. You know, Domino's lover. I mean, like, it's true.
Yeah.
But it's still mean when you say it like that to me.
CD-ROM.
You CD-ROM.
I just CD-ROM. Shamed.
So, yeah, Jen is still going off. Lisa's like, you know what? You need no more tequila, though. And Jen's like, okay, no problem. No more tequila. Just go hang out with Mary Crosby, who fucked her grandfather. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? Table 26 in blue jeans. Are you okay with that over there?
Jen, don't say that. I love that. Not for you. Reverse, I love that.
Love that.
Reverse, that I love that.
That love I. That love I.
So Meredith is like, I don't need to be yelled at. And I don't need to be yelled at about my relationships that don't even concern her. So I'm just going to leave right now.
Dying. I don't respond to women cursing at me. I do not like women cursing at me. Like, maybe you should just say I don't like when people curse at me. It's like fucking women cursing at me. And Jen calls her husband, and she's like really crying. And that's when I was like, what's wrong with this lady?
She like loses her mind. And Lisa's like, listen, I know that you're sad. I love Meredith. She's like my sister. There are no sides. No one's picking Jen. Mary, no one's there. She's like, fuck you. She's like just like bawling, you know. She's like, yeah, I should probably fucking leave right now. By the way, she's doing the exact thing that she just was like, she told Meredith, oh, that's what you always do, you always just leave. I'm like, as she calls Sharif, it's like, I need to leave.
And Heather's like, this is a crazy night. The strippers yelling, the screaming. It's a good thing our Mormon friends aren't here. Their faces would melt off in horror. I was like, everyone's faces are melting off in horror, okay? And yeah. Heather goes, I gotta follow her out, guys. Hey, I'll be back. Do not clear the burger or the lollipop chicken.
Guard them. So Heather goes outside, and then Jen is like, she's out there and she's like, Sharif, where are you? Fuck. And she's yelling and she's like, and Heather's like, Jen. And she's like, let go of me. She's like now screaming outside of this, like,
and she's screaming bar at the producers. She's pulling like a Shannon Bedore drunken. Where were they when she was doing that? Mexico somewhere, right?
Everywhere.
And she's like going crazy yelling at the producers. So she's already doing that and it's only episode 4, okay? And the producers are trying to calm her down. And Heather's like, oh, God, I guess I'll just call Coach Shaw. She's like, Coach Shaw, where are you? Okay, you'll see me walking when you turn in, okay? I'm the flapper with cankles.
Right? Jen is acting. She's like, I want to go home. I want to go the fuck home. She's acting as if something happened to her. But nothing happened to her at this party. She came in and started yelling at Meredith. And Meredith is like, I don't want to talk about this. And now she is bawling as if she's been cursed out herself.
Yes, this is typical. And this is typical, especially on Bravo shows. Someone comes in and attacks everyone, really degrades them in front of everybody, and then starts crying and comes out with some story that we should all feel sorry for them because they've really had it hardest. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
And that comes later in the episode, but you know I was screaming at my TV to shut up at her. She's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But also,
over the top.
I'm cracking up. Like, finally I'm cracking up because you just know that she's going to do that now in every single episode. It's like, hi, how are you? I'm good. Fuck you. How are you? Like, just jump all over somebody and start beating the crap out of them.
Yeah, it was just so over the top. It was hilarious. So now it's the next day, and we have this like weird montage of people reacting to the party, and the music is like, it's like scary choir.
Yeah, scary. It's like acid rock choir.
Yeah. And, you know, Whitney's with Mary, and she's like, did you enjoy the 1920s party? And she's like, well, I did until the end of the night.
And then Lisa and Heather are talking, and Heather's like, I saw the storm brewing. Okay. And then Meredith is at home talking with Brooks, and she's like, she was yelling at me and saying, how can you be friends with Mary? And he's just like,
He's like, And then Mary's like, she called me a grandfather.
And Lisa's telling Jen, I told her she shouldn't say that. I'm saying, I don't love that. I don't love that.
I don't love that.
I don't love that.
No, no one should speak to another human being that way.
And Heather's like, she scares the shit out of me. I was just comforting her because I don't want her to yell at me.
Yeah.
And Mary's like, God, that woman really hates me. She wants to be the big dog. And that's another thing. It's like, oh, she hates me because she's jealous.
She's jealous of Mary because Mary has something.
Beta fish. A lot of beta fish. A lot of beta Mary's fish got, at her disposal.
She's got access to a beta fish pipeline. So so now we go to a gallery. Like, after this, like, weird montage that leads to nothing, we go to a gallery, and Meredith is with a woman named Marin, and it's like, hi, you look gorgeous. Oh, my God, you look gorgeous. Oh, you look gorgeous. And then Lisa shows up, and she's like, my soul sister, I can't even take it. You're like Diet Coke with long hair, my soul sister.
And Meredith is like, I gotta find art because my house is new and it needs to feel like me, modern with clean lines. I want everything to tilt so it's not really do you have that bear painting and a tilt so it's not really looking right at you?
Oh my God, that bear painting, that is so cool. Can I touch?
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 I was glad that there was at least something else in there because the first room that they're in is all the same painting. Did you notice that?
I noticed it. I was like, gray
pine cone trees. What do you call those? Pine trees, I guess. Christmas trees. It was all just Christmas trees.
Douglas firs.
Yeah, whatever. In gray, you know, it's like sad Christmas
just
trees.
Sad.
And there were like 50 sad Christmas trees.
All over the place. I noticed that also. I was like, what awful gallery is this? What's she going to do to her house? But then they pulled out that bear thing. Can I touch?
Can I touch?
Can I touch? Can I touch?
And then the lady's like, no, no, you can't. Okay, so now here's an LED piece.
Can I touch?
Can I touch?
Can I touch?
Can I touch?
Can I touch? Can I touch? She's like, no, no, no. And then they go to, like, another thing that has some sort of, like, texture or something or other. And Lisa's like, can I touch?
Can I touch?
I love that. Can I touch? Can I touch? And the woman who's, like, so furious but can't be furious goes, oh, you're my little toucher, girl. You're my toucher.
I
love to touch. I like to touch. Can I touch?
I love touching.
Can I touch?
So then we get to the meat of the scene. She's like, oh, my God, that party was crazy. And she's like, yeah, I don't want to get into that. You know, I have to tell you something else. I've been dreading telling you. They're out of Diet Coke.
Are you
going to
make me cry? They're out of Diet Coke. Are you going to make me cry? Am I going to feel touched? Can I be touched? Can I be touched?
Seth and I have been separated for a while now. She's like, I'm going to cry.
I'm going to look to the side to prove that I'm going to cry. When you look to the side, you cry more. I'm going to cry now. It's official.
She's like, our families are close. I just don't want to upset her or make her feel like she has to take sides.
And Lisa's just talking about, they're like really close. And she's like, I'm not going to cry. I love you two more than anything, more than the ability to touch a Diet Coke. I love you more than anything. And you're crying now. Meredith, you're crying now. I'm crying. I am crying. This is true.
This is really hard for me to swallow because we're close. I helped plan Chloe's bat mitzvah, and they're a beautiful family. I mean, no one even called me to complain that the bartenders were drunk. So that's a good friend right there.
Well, right now, we're just, like, focused on the kids. And, you know, because we were so focused on the kids that we sort of lost our dynamics. And I'm not saying I'm blaming the kids for our relationship falling apart. But if they weren't there, we would probably have a very strong and loving relationship. So right now, we're just regrouping and we're dating each other. I love that. I love your shows, and I love your family.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's gotten so bad. Like, the wrong man in the house is obsessed with vaginas at the moment, so we just had to change.
Well, you know, if you can make it work, then, like, make it work. Because you know what? When you make it work, it's like Tim Gunn. And I love that. I love that show. I love that show.
Where's Andre?
Where's Andre? Can I touch? Can I touch Andre? Where is he?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go over to Mary's house, which is kind of an odd house. Yeah, it's kind of a terrible, terrible house. It's just what people who have money are like, that thing costs money, but that might house.
Yeah. Also, the editors were real sloppy because Lisa shows up. She goes, oh, okay, it looks gorgeous in here. It looks gorgeous. And we see this wide shot of the living room with a Christmas tree, and the floor is like Christmas green. And then the next shot, everything is white. I was like, you can't put it like... I mean, have some continuity. Like, the room looked like you can't say, wow, this room looks gorgeous, and then show two different shots of the room at two different times of whenever.
And they even talk about it being Christmas. She's like, are we still celebrating Christmas? And Mary's like, well, we still have to break it down. She's like, beautiful, beautiful. And Lisa says every compliment like she hates you. Like, you know that she's saying the opposite thing. Like, oh, we still have Christmas? Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You're stupid.
To me, Mary's house is a little disjointed from her personal style. When I look at Mary, I say, she's so put together, you know, she's so chic. She has the best style. And then her house is like a little different. It's like more eclectic. It's not quite Utah eclectic, but it's definitely eclectic. I'm like, first of all, you lie. You do not think she's put together. She's not so chic, and she does not have the best style. She looks like someone was like trying on clothes, and the things that they didn't want, they just like threw it on a chair, and that's like Mary. She just has wearing just random things. And also, what is Utah eclectic versus regular eclectic?
Yeah, that's my question. What the fuck is Utah eclectic?
I don't know. Maybe it like involves snowflakes. I don't know. Yeah. Like snow.
So she's like, Mary's like, so, her kid comes in. Her son comes in.
Robert.
So she's like, what's his name?
Robert.
Robert. So she's like, Robert, did you tell Lisa what you got your girlfriend for Christmas? And he's like, I got her a Prada purse. And Lisa's like, it's your fault, Mary, because it's so fabulous. It's your fault, Mary.
I love that. I love that. A Prada purse for a girlfriend. I love that.
Love that. Prada. And she's like, oh, yeah, for Valentine's Day, he bought her a chinchilla. For Valentine's Day, for another holiday, he got her a dog. But a Prada purse? I mean, that's way more than he's ever gotten for me. And how long do you think that's going to last? This purse will last longer than that relationship. I'm like, wow, you are not even hiding the fact that you're just blatantly jealous of the girlfriend.
I know. But also, like, I love that, like, her takeaway is not, like, a Prada purse. Like, why is he spending all this money? It's not even his to spend, da da da. Her takeaway is, oh, wow, but he never gave something like that to me. It's like, that's the takeaway. Yeah. And then she blinks, like, five times. She's like, that thing to make. You know when some people blink to make their point? They're like, we'll see how that works. Heavy blinks. She's a big blinker.
Yeah, she does a lot with her eyes, Mary. It's all in her eyes. And they change. You know, she goes from being so nice to, like, so mad to so nice again to so confused to just, like, completely batty in three blinks, basically.
Yeah.
So, she's like, tell her what you got for Prada purse. And Lisa's like, what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do when you're out of here, like, as an adult? He's like, I want to be a fashion designer, but amazing, amazing.
I love
fashion.
That. Have you met Andre? Have you met Andre from
love
Magic Runway?
Fashion.
I love that. I love that. You know, I'm like, I wonder if Mary is, she may be a little deluded. He got his girlfriend a Prada purse, a chinchilla, and a dog. Is it possible that he's just dressing her up like Elle Woods? Like, is that, that cross anyone's mind at some point?
Oh, God. I wish. Love Legally Blonde. You just sent me down an Elle Woods memory. I was like, God, remember when I was Elle Woods? But I really wasn't.
Yeah, remember when Elle Woods lost, like, the student election? And then, like, moved to Monterey and, like, on to Fights with Moms.
Yeah, cheated on her husband while she was producing Avenue Q.
Awkward. Oh, my God. And then awkward. She was, like, a sensation on the morning TV shows. It's like, what a journey for
little
her.
Spitfire.
And then she invited ladies into her closet to organize it. God.
And Marriott's like, fashion designer, you wanted to be a brain surgeon your whole life. You don't want to be a brain surgeon anymore at all? You don't want to help people? Oh, you've changed. That girl has changed you. This is all her fault. It's all her fault you don't want to be a brain surgeon.
It's like, that's like being like, oh, well, oh, so you don't want to be an astronaut anymore? Well, last time I checked, when in kindergarten, you wanted to be an astronaut. So what changed? What changed? It's like, people grow up.
Yeah. You don't want to drive a fire truck anymore. Is that what you're saying?
So now they're talking about Whitney's, he leaves because he's like, also, I can't.
So it's so funny to blame it on the girlfriend. Like, what girl? What are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to be a brain surgeon. Gross. I'm not dating you.
I'm not blaming it on the girl, but I can actually imagine someone saying something like that just because people are terrible, but I'm not blaming the girl.
Brains are gross.
Yeah. Brains. So now they're talking about Whitney's party cause Robert Sachet is away. And then, they're talking about Whitney's party and Lisa is, she's like, I was shocked. I didn't know there were going to be burlesque dancers there. I was shocked. I was like, can I not touch?
And you know what? Your son's going to be a great fashion designer. He's got the vibe. Look at him walk away. Look at that vibe. His vibe is solid. He's wearing jogging pants and a t-shirt.
I know. He's like, I just want to go play Xbox.
So Mary's like, yeah, that girl likes poles. I mean, I'm not even judging her. She has poles everywhere, okay? You know, I really like events that are more intimate. It's like, yeah, that's you, Miss Intimate. But we just saw you at church.
Then Lisa's like, wait, can you give me more details on intimate? Because I have like an aisle, but I need the rest to come out. Give me more detail. What sort of intimate events do you like? Say what other events you like.
Like loungy.
I love that. Thank you. I got it out.
Loungy, like intimate. It's like, I love that. Like intimates. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to throw a luncheon to show how I like love intimate
that.
Parties.
Love that. What about a lunch out? Have you ever thought about doing a lunch out? Has anyone thought about that? No? Okay.
And Mary tells us, yeah, you know what? These women really don't listen, so I'm going to break that in a fun, my style kind of a way. I mean, what girl wouldn't want to dress up and look pretty? So why not a Met Gala? I think, like, when I think of Met Gala, I think over the top, like, ostrich feathers, costume gowns, shoes, shirt, a shirt.
Handkerchiefs, ceiling fans on the ceiling for ventilation.
Luncheon should have, Met Gala luncheon should have forks.
Beta fish. Anna Wintour is famously a beta fish, so she should be there.
Yeah, earbuds.
Yeah.
So Mary's like, yeah, you know, I want to invite Jen, but I'm not sure about the outbreak. So, and she's like, she went from 0 to 100.
And Mary's like, yeah, she's so angry, man. I don't know why. I mean, I think it's competition. Bling, 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 bling. And Lisa's like, competition's never healthy. It's never healthy. But by the way, if you are going to be serving tequila, you can only serve Vita tequila because competition's never healthy.
So Mary doesn't know if she's going to invite her. She's like, you know what? I mean, why invite someone who would say things about me that aren't valid? I mean, I've been called a lot of different names, but never a grandfather fucker. Okay?
So she's going to have to think about that. That's her big dilemma. But of course, we know how that's going to turn out because we've seen the previews. So now we go over to Heather's house. And Jen comes over, and she's, of course, wearing, like, a Chanel fanny pack. And then, like, the doorbell rings right after she gets inside. She's like, oh, yeah, I ordered sushi. Which I like a friend that comes with, like, a sushi follow-up doorbell, you know? Like, yeah. That works for me.
Yeah, but it's also that friend who just knows you're about to make a green bean casserole without you telling them, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She's already, like, stopped you at the pass.
And we get the standard shot of her shoes coming out of the car onto the ground. Yes, they love the close-up of her foot getting out of a car. It's, like, 5 times an episode. Yeah. So Heather's like, yeah, I've never hung out with that girl when she hasn't brought snacks or ordered food. Chicken lollipops. So they start talking, basically. And Jen's like, how's your dating life? And Heather's like, I'm going out with a full-on cowboy.
She's like, is that sexy to you? Like, you really want that? And Jen's like, oh, she doesn't want a cowboy. She doesn't want a farm. I'm not visiting her on a farm.
So she's making a green bean casserole, and Jen's like, gross.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? So they start talking about Saturday, and Jen's like, okay, before we talk about this, are my lips great? Are my lips looking good? And she's like, your lips are great. Physically, you're a dream. Emotionally, you're a green bean casserole.
Yeah. And then it goes to commercial, and when it comes back, they just like superimpose all this fake snow onto like random shots of Salt Lake City. And it was like Charlie Brown Christmas snow coming down. And then they come back in, and you know, Heather knows that Jen's behavior has been absolutely crazy, but she's her best friend, and so she understands these things. And then she says something that feels really, really judgy, and even though she's trying to be nice, she's like, I'm from a culture of very well-behaved women, and Jen is not afraid to misbehave, and I've always wanted to be that person and never been able to. It just felt like a very loaded comment.
Yeah, really lift up your shirt. Good time, girl.
Yeah, good time, girl.
So Jen is like, you know, you have to understand that I don't see my husband, and my father died, and his anniversary of his death is coming. And I'm like, okay, here we go. You acted like an asshole, so now you're going to give us 20 reasons that nobody can yell at you in this episode. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Like, I'm sorry that you're having real pain, but you can't just go screaming grandfather fucker at people. That's a different conversation, ma'am.
Yeah. I actually think it's okay for her to yell at grandfather fucker because Mary is married to her grandfather, and it's funny. But in general, no, you cannot go yell that at people. So, also because Jen is the one who is, like, the most hung up in this ridiculous argument that she has with Mary. So, she's, like, struggling with the death and everything, and she's been putting on a good front, but she's lonely. And when her dad died, like, a year ago, Sharif wasn't around to go to the funeral, and she was, like, she put up a brave face because that's what football wives do, but Sharif will never know how much that hurt her until he turns on the television and sees this scene.
Yeah, Jen, the queen of keeping things on the inside. I'm sure that he has no idea how she feels about that.
And she's like, and then she starts talking about Meredith, and she starts saying how, like, you know what, if I'm loyal, if you're my friend, then, like, if you're my friend, then you're my friend. I mean, Jen is one of those people who, like, throws her loyalty in your face. Just, like, she just can't be just, like, your friend. It's like she has to remind you how loyal she is.
Yes.
And so that way, like, you're almost, like, is the word blackmailed? Like, you're almost, like, blackmailed into, like, being into some situation. Like, I guess it's not blackmail. Well, it's almost like coercion.
It's tricking
coercion.
You. Yeah, like she does things so she can hold them against you later, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I threw her an $80,000 birthday party, and this is how you treat me? I mean, how could you? You threw that party for yourself. You had a wall of flowers in your own name at that birthday party, and no one asked you for that. Like, I'll bet she does that a lot. So she's like, and I've been supporting her through her separation. And Heather's like, what? They're separating? What? I hadn't heard that they're separating. She's like, whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah, and she tells us, she's like, well, I've known this secret for months. And then we see flashbacks to 2 months earlier to Meredith being like, yeah, we're getting separated. We're basically gonna date each other. So it's like actually the worst of both worlds. We're separated and we're still stuck with each other. It sucks.
I'm separated from a loser and I'm dating a loser. So
it's going great. As the same dick.
Yeah. And Jen's like, well, I feel very betrayed. So I'm like, if you betray me, then I'm going to betray you. Okay. And you're a terrible friend. So,
and by the way, Meredith didn't betray you. Okay, so here's what Meredith did. She went to Mary's church, which is not a betrayal, and she decided not to have a sleepover with you because her daughter was going off to college the next day. So, like, not a betrayal.
Yeah.
Maybe an annoyance, maybe some flakiness, but not a betrayal.
So Heather's like, so I guess there's not going to be any more slumber parties on. And she's like, well, I thought she was a better friend than that. I thought she was in a different category than that.
No, Jen. Maybe she is in a better category. Maybe you're the one who's in the wrong category.
Yeah, she cray. So Mary is unpacking Louis Vuitton bag. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's at the restaurant.
Oh god. So Mary's at this Italian restaurant and like, she's setting up and she's got all these people working for her to set it up and she's just being horrible to everybody. She's like, I don't like that. I don't like it.
Yeah, there's like a lady who has this like asymmetric bob. She's like very like Utah eclectic, as they say. And she's like they're like putting down beta like tanks of beta fish.
Can I touch?
And they're putting these like little aquariums on the table. And Mary starts talking to us about how she's very particular about things. And she gets let down. She says, I just feel like when people try to show me their expertise, and I'm just like, no. Like, don't shame people for not living up to your standards if you can't even say the word expertise, okay?
Yeah. And she's like, guys, I get that you want to decorate, but you can't take over the table. Like, they're the party decorators. What do you want?
Yeah.
And then she goes, what, do you guys even know how to read? Because the names are upside down, okay? Don't worry, guys. It's just a little huge flaw.
Okay? Like, it's actually, like, it's so minor. Like, all you have to do is rotate. Like... And they're just so angry at her. They're like, we fucking offered our services for free to be on TV, and now this is how you treat us.
Yes. And she's wearing like 10 different looks at the same time, by the way.
Of course. Well, Met Gala.
Looks like a consignment store. Like, really, just a rack of things that are on sale. So then Jen is with her glam squad, like her paid family, and she's calling Coach Shaw. And she's like, I call Coach Shaw for a pep talk on a daily basis. You know, because... pep talks make the day great, okay? You know, the first Coach Shaw pep talk I had was 28 years ago, and he said, beware of your environment, okay? And he said, where are your exit points, Jen? Always know your exit points. And I said, I don't know. I'm not in the fucking CIA, Coach, okay? I'm in the Louis Vuitton store.
You know, these two are sort of getting worse and worse because the fact that he would give that pep talk in a Louis Vuitton store is not great. And the fact that like, she needs to have a football pep talk every day is also not great. So I don't know which one's at fault here. All I do know is that how many times has he just gotten so exhausted from giving a daily pep talk to her that she, like, walks into a party and says, touchdown! Sorry, that was my pep talk, was to score a touchdown today.
And what He's was like, happening I... in that Louis Vuitton store that he needed to tell her, listen, you need to be aware of your environment. You know?
I know he's like Jack Bauer.
What do you mean I want to try it on? Fuck you! Fuck you and fuck your mother, motherfucker! You probably fucked your mother, didn't you? Like, ma'am.
So, ma'am, do you want this bag or not? So Sharif basically gives her a little pep talk and says, like, you know, don't confront Mary or Meredith and be aware of situations that can become hostile and that happiness comes from within. She's like... thanks, Coach Shaw. He's like, God, how many times do I have to tell her that on a daily basis every single day and she never listens?
It's hilarious. She's telling this to the people that she's paying. It's like happiness comes from within and she's got 5 paid employees like glamming her up.
I know, exactly. So Heather and Whitney are driving to the luncheon and they're being really shady about it. They're like, Heather was like, well, this is going to be fun. I mean, we did have to nail a few different vibes. I mean, there was the New York Metropolitan Gala. There was like the Met Gala, but it's also a luncheon, but it's also midday. It's also cocktail attire. It's interesting.
Yeah, she's like, I don't think that she knows what a Met Gala is. And Whitney's like, how do you think it will go? Well, I think that Jen will avoid Mary and just assess the situation because it's going to come to the point where their paths cross. And I mean, I don't know, chicken lollipops.
So Whitney's like, well, if somebody called me a grandpa fucker, I definitely would not be inviting them to my Met Gala cocktail attire luncheon.
It's like, oh my God. And also, Jen told me that Meredith was separated and dating a loser. She's like, oh my God, so they're dating other people? She's like, I don't know.
Now Whitney makes it about her. She's like, I don't know how many times I've asked her, like, how Seth is. Like, every time I see her, I'm like, how's Seth? How's everything going? And she says, everything is fabulous. I'm like, Whitney, she just wasn't ready to tell you. It's okay. Like, it's not about you, Whitney.
Yeah. So then, Mary, who's at Walter's Osteria, she's talking to the old Italian man who owns a place, and
he looks like a time traveler.
he does, and he's like, "Would you like to try the wine?" Huh? And so yeah, they both have wine, and they're gonna cheers, and he's like,
"It's like very dramatic." By the way, one last thing about Heather and Whitney's car drive. I thought it was really funny when they were talking about Jen versus Meredith, and Heather goes, "You know what? Meredith is going to handle it Meredith's way, which is very elegantly." And I just love that they think Meredith is so elegant. Like, I don't understand what about Meredith, who walks into a scene and be like, "Hi, guys." It's like, wow, she's so elegant. It's like not the first time they've said, like, "Well, you know, Meredith is so elegant."
And then she comes in dressed like a huge pink bird thing. So they're having wine with the old guy, and Mary smells hers, and she's like, "This will wake you up. This will wake you up." So there's a red carpet outside with two nutcrackers, two guys dressed like nutcrackers.
Yeah, did not track with the Met Gala theme or any theme whatsoever. And they were not even like good nutcracker costumes. They were like, someone sewed them last night.
They were like Party City, totally. And Lisa's like, "Oh, that lie. I love that lie. Love that.
I love that. I love it. I love that lie.
Mary really loves Christmas because even she brought the nutcrackers to lunch. I'm not sure what that has to do with the Met Gala, but I love that.
I love that hefty bag that they stuffed and put on his head. I love that. I love that."
And then Whitney and Heather come, and Whitney's like, "I really dropped the ball. I did not have a valet. Look, I mean, there's beef eaters and a red carpet. It makes no sense, but it's so her. So her."
Yeah. I love that. I love beef eaters. I love beef and I love eaters. I love that for both of them. Can I touch?
So inside, Mary is telling Lisa, she's like, "Okay, Lisa, now you'll notice this is where you're going to sit. Now there's a Versailles pen, okay? And then there's a journal that says, like, boss ass bitch or something like that. I can tell you what it doesn't say. It doesn't say grandpa fucker.
I love that. Oh my god. Yeah, she's like, "Yeah, you can write something on there where you like something that we don't know about you that we can discuss, you know, and open up to each other." I love that. Did you know that I love that?
Can I touch?
Did you know I love that?
You have to touch it. It's a pen. It's like, oh my god, love that.
Love that. Diet Coke. I'm running Diet Coke.
So then everybody is basically hugging, and Heather and Whitney come in, and Mary goes, and just starts like poking at them, and Heather just goes, "Mary's weird."
And Mary goes, so then Mary, she goes, "You guys are drinking Dom Perignon from 2003, and of course in 2003 it was a heat wave and 5,600 people died, and it made for the best grapes of all time. Cheers."
What?
I was like, what?
And Heather's like, "I'm all in on this luncheon. I mean, there's betta fish, there's journals, pens. I love Louis Vuitton. All in. We're only missing one thing. Guess what it is? Chicken lollipops.
Tuna. I was going to say tuna casserole. Betta fish casserole."
So then guess what we get right now? A close-up of Jen's shoes coming out of a car. Because it's a Jen scene. And we have to have one in every Jen scene.
And she is, again, like, all dressed up. And there's this, like, you know, I mean, these nutcracker valets are really, like, there's no words to express how janky these costumes were. Like, if this were, like, probably Beverly Hills or New York, they would have had, the tops, like, the hats would have been, like, proper furry, like, beef eater, you know, like, Buckingham Palace. But this is just literally, like, crinkled plastic. It was so bad. And watching Jen all glammed up to be like, "I'm going to the Met Gala at Valter's." It's like,
And so Meredith is inside, and Mary's telling her, "I made you a personalized pen and a boss lady journal. So write something you want us to know." And Lisa's like, "You know what? I think Mary has a big, kind heart. Like, I would love to be in a space to have fun together. No drama."
Yeah. So now they start opening up gifts, and And Mary got them all pocket watches, which really works well with my theory that Walter is a time traveler from like 1922. So they have these pocket watches. Like, cool. Even though they're like, what am I going to do with this pocket watch?
Yeah, thanks for the pocket watch, weirdo.
Thanks. Maybe next time we'll get binoculars or something.
And she also gives them Louis Vuitton AirPods, which aren't AirPods. They're like Louis Vuitton Beats or something. I don't know. And they're like, oh my God, these are so great. Whoa, these are so great. No, nobody needs some Louis Vuitton Beats, okay? And you know they don't even work as well as a damn AirPod.
Is it possible that what I thought was a stopwatch was actually headphones?
I don't know, because I didn't see a stopwatch. So I probably like, wow, thought there were really a lot of gifts in that box.
So it probably was headphones, because I was like, oh, look, they got stopwatches. Like little earbuds. I thought it was like a little pocket watch that you put in here, and I was like, oh, that's odd.
I was like, how did I miss that? Ben's really into this time travel shit. He's seeing it everywhere.
I'm seeing it everywhere. I'm like... and then some Libyans came, and then Walter had to... they shot Walter.
Leah Thompson almost had sex with Michael J. Fox because she didn't know that he was the son.
I love that. I love that.
Then they really would have had a motherfucker. Bring this show full circle.
I know. This show,
Back to the Future in here.
Truthfully. So then, I love that.
Love that.
I love time travel. I love that. I love that from Marty McFly. So so now Mary's like, okay, let's do a prayer first. So they like all hold hands. Mary starts... prayer crying, and she's like, thank you for this moment. Thank you for these girls. Thank you for Meredith, for Jen, for Whitney. Thank you, God, for Lisa.
Love that.
And Heather. Please, we pray and we thank you for everything we have done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Jen tries to stop it. She's like, amen. She's like, no. Thank you for this moment, for that girl. And that girl. I got you AirPods so we could hear each other. Okay, that's what this is about. We need to hear each other. It's like, how do earbuds help you hear the people at the table? This lady is nuts too. This whole cast is nuts.
This makes a lot more sense to me because I really thought they were pocket watches. But the thing is this, it would make more sense if Mary got them all pocket watches and said they were earbuds, you know? She just holds the pocket watch up to her ear.
This is so we can hear each other better.
And I love this. Time is ticking on our friendships. So I like that, like, there's like this moment, this ridiculous, like, over dramatic cry prayer. And it's like, Jesus Christ's name, amen, amen, amen. Coming up, I will F you up and down and backwards and sideways and left and right.
So then the Italian guy comes over and he's like, Ex Spuddentino, we serve it with caviar and the last white truffle on the earth, the last.
It comes from 1936.
And Mary's like, what? They're $8,000 a pound. Gross that you're telling people that as they're being served. And gross, aren't you a preacher? Where are you getting all this money? Is this like a Joel Osteen lunch? Like, where is this money coming from? I have to look up Mary Cosby businesses. Does she have feel other like her businesses? Other vampires.
Other vampires? Just that's where she's getting her money from.
Here, I just got it off Google. Vampires with pocket watches. It says Mary
Cosby. Walt, there is a connection with Walter.
It says Mary Cosby is...
a vampire.
Oh, hold on. I should have kept it on just the... Mary Cosby is a business magnate who inherited her family's empire of churches, restaurants, and other ventures. Oh, okay.
Oh, I wonder what restaurants they own. Arizona's. Could you imagine? The best crossover we've ever seen.
Okay, so she's loaded, I guess. So,
like a potato.
So, let's see here. Sign of the cross, restaurant guy. Okay, so they're eating their little truffles and stuff. And Mary's like, and you have something special. So you need to write in that, okay? And Jen's like, do we talk? Do we talk now? And Mary's like, no, write. Don't talk. I'll start. talking.
Yeah.
She just said, don't talk. We're only writing, not talking. All star.
Yeah. So Mary, now Mary is like, oh, she goes, and by the way, she goes, if you're going to talk, don't chime in. So that way it's only one person talking at a time. And Lisa literally goes, I love that. I'm like, Lisa. Lisa, that's like, it's just like basic rules of courtesy. I love that. I'm like, really? You're gonna do the I love that to just like, I'm gonna talk, then you talk?
Yes, and so then, she compliments everything fakely. Mary is like, listen, I'm gonna start. I have trust issues, and that is the truth. I just don't trust people. That's something that I can be better at. And Lisa goes, love how direct you are. Love that.
love how direct you are about that.
Direct.
Is that like they're supposed to write down things that people don't know about them, that they can be open. Like, saying you have trust issues is about as generic as like just saying like, oh, I'm tortured by things from my youth. You know, like,
yeah,
I have trust issues. That's your big reveal.
But none of them have a big reveal. Like Whitney goes,
no,
I'm working on not caring about other people's opinions, like getting things out in the open. Oh, I want to get this out in the open. I'm not a swinger. That was an inside joke for Lisa and I.
And Lisa's just like, don't love that.
Don't love that.
Can I not touch that? Can I not touch that? Can I not touch that?
By the way, Whitney, you should really go into stand-up comedy. Like,
I just want to say that I am not a swinger. That's a joke. You can laugh now. But it's only a joke between me and Lisa.
Lisa's big secret. Brace yourselves, everybody. She goes, I have extremely high goals for myself. Like, guys, I love that about myself.
She goes, I hate crying, but I love that about myself. Meaning that I hate crying. I love that about myself.
She's like, guys, I'm always trying to be my best self, and I'm not gonna stop that for anyone, all right?
I'm literally not gonna stop. I love that about myself, that I don't stop. That's why I go through a drive-through, so I don't ever have to stop. Okay.
Whitney's like, she really loves herself. I wish I had that much confidence or arrogance. So Mary's like, okay, Jen, what's your thing?
She's like, okay, well, can I get a spotlight? Thank you.
Can I get a close-up on my shoe? Close-up on my shoe. Okay.
My dad grew up with nothing in Tonga. He came to the U.S. to find a better life for his family, and I'm the oldest of six. In Tongan Polynesian culture, the oldest child has a lot of responsibility to always be perfect. And so it was hard growing up in Utah. Everyone thought I was black. And Mary's like, well, I literally did grow up black, and I can tell you about it. It was hard. Everyone thought I was black. So hard. Mary's like,
this show.
She's like, I'm going to give you a few blinks right now.
And so Jen's like, I know what it's like to climb from the bottom and work five times as hard, and that's why I'm passionate. And when you say you're my friend, then you're my friend. And I may be crazy sometimes, and I may go off on people, but I only do it because it hurts me, okay? It truly hurts, and no one reciprocates like my dad taught me. What? No one reciprocates? Yeah. What are you talking about? You're lucky they don't reciprocate, because they'd be throwing you across the room.
Yeah, and in the side, you hear Lisa go, I feel you. I feel you. That's a new variation. I feel you. I feel you. So, Jen's like, I have a hard exterior, and I will F you up. I will F you up left and right and up and down and sideways and backwards. But I just want you to know why I do that. It's because I care so much. And that's why I do it. Because dad and reciprocity in Tonga, that's why I do it. Okay?
Mary's like, sometimes words can be deadly like a weapon. And Jen's like, I'm trying to explain myself, okay? Because the smallest action to me, it cuts me deep. Like, I have your back, okay? Like, I'm sorry for yelling, you fuck your grandfather, okay? I'm sorry. No. She doesn't say that. She tells Meredith.
Yeah, she doesn't. She says
she doesn't. She tells Meredith, I'm sorry, Meredith, for yelling fuck you at you.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for explaining where you're coming from. Wow, so elegant. What an elegant moment on the show. She's so elegant. Yeah. She handled it very elegantly. Yeah. Yeah. That was good.
And Mary tells us, "Where's my apology? I mean, she called me a grandfather fucker." That was cruel.
I love that.
Love that.
Can I touch?
To be continued.
Yeah, we're going to see how this plays out.
Wow, what a show. I was dying.
That was super funny. Super, super funny.
My dog literally, I was sitting on like a recliner thing, and he was sitting in front of my laptop. And at one point they were fighting. Jen was yelling about something, and he popped his head above my laptop and just looked at me like, "What the fuck, dude?"
That photo was so cute.
I've sat through so many episodes of things with you. What is this?
And now he's just sleeping behind you on that pillow. That's so cute.
Oh, he is.
Is he in a blanket? Did you put a blanket on him?
No.
That's just how it looks? That's just how the lighting makes it? Oh, no. He looks like he's in a blanket.
He dragged a pillow over himself. He makes like a little nest. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We will be back either later in the day or tomorrow with Southern Charm. The bonus will be up today. And then Monday, we're coming back with Real Housewives of Potomac. Tuesday is the start of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Okay. Whoa. So we'll be back with that. Do you have anything to say other than, "It's my birthday, bitch"?
It's my birthday. I love that. Thank you, everyone, for the kind words. And, just another year. Let's all stay safe.
Yeah, another year, another beer. Love you, man.
That's right. Another year, another queer.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.